This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And now we get the word that Mike Soroka has had to leave the game. No reason why just yet, but Ben Brown has come in to pitch for the Cubs. It's kind of a bizarre thing to happen.
He had some right shoulder discomfort. Just said he let a pitch go in the second inning and just didn't feel good. Finished the inning, but it's an IL. You know, we'll see what the next steps are.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. That was Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the Cubs Radio Network talking about what happened to Mike Soroka, the starting pitcher for last night's Cubs game, who the Cubs acquired in a trade with the Washington Nationals. This is Rahimi and Harris. And as I listen to Craig Counsell there, not only do I hear the sad matter-of-factness in Counsell's voice, but I also hear somebody who understands how this could drag out or how this could affect the team moving forward.
He lost one of his outgetters at a time in which he needs lots more outgetters down the stretch. He's waiting for outgetters Javier Assad and Jameson Taillon to be deemed major league ready. And so now it's back to bullpen games and just trying to mix and match. It is not an enviable position that Craig Counsell's in, but this is the job they pay him to do, is to figure it out.
And I think he's done a good job when it comes to saying, this is a player I can work with. This is how I see this person fitting on the team. Credit to Ben Brown, who comes in after two innings of Michael Soroka's start. Brown comes in and throws four innings, gave up only two hits and one earned run, and threw five strikeouts. I feel like what we saw in Ben Brown was a more relaxed man on the mound.
I look at him and I'm thinking to myself, is this because he didn't start the game? Is that bad that that's the first thing that came to my mind?
He'll tell you what a first inning can do to him. We've seen how the Cubs have managed around it. That is a Craig Counsell move.
And he has spoken at length about it. So I guess that's probably why that's where my head went to. But he looked phenomenal. Even the run that he gave up was just kind of like, okay, what are you going to do about that?
And we've got some feedback on our text line. Like 708 says, Ben Brown has more upside than Soroka anyway. No big loss. Brown looked great. I wish I could be as optimistic as you. But however, I feel like the resume doesn't dictate that. I do think, though, I joked in our meeting pre-show that if the Cubs acquired good Ben Brown at the trade deadline, that would be a nice pep in the step. It's just, the bottom line is, you purposefully acquired a pitcher that unfortunately had something happen to him where you could say retroactively, there were signs.
There were definitely signs. I mean, just listening to him talk post-game that we just heard in the first segment, that just let you know, okay, this isn't me being crazy thinking, did they get the best that they could get? And I'm wondering if Jed Hoyer has, well, to put it frankly, buyer's remorse on him specifically. And then if he's not in his mind re-exploring other ideas, like remember the Adrian Houser thing, that came down to like the last hour.
From what we understand, that was Bruce Levine telling us about that too. And I trust Bruce when it comes to Sox Cubs deals. And that's unfortunate because I had said this before. I didn't think the Cubs were in a position roster depth-wise to dictate their own price on individuals that they needed.
You wanted them to set the mark, and you came out strong with that well ahead of the trade deadline, and when it was taking forever for starting pitchers to come to the forefront.
Not just that, but bats. I mean, we just saw what happened again with this offense. I shouldn't be sitting here talking today about the Cubs only getting three hits after a pitcher that left the game in Nick Lodolo. I should be talking about a team that took advantage of that. I should be talking, based on the lineup we have, I should be talking about a team who took advantage and made you pay. And that's the team that we talked about in April and May. Don't give them extra outs. Don't let them have more chances. But this is contagious, and it's extending. I want to go back to something that Jed Hoyer said to Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Mooney on the Northside Territory podcast. This was before the trade deadline. And the reason I bring it up is when you can't dictate the price you want and you know that you have to hold on to some prospects because you gave up some in, say, for example, getting Kyle Tucker, you have a different philosophy. He talked about the concept of buying the dip and how that can pay off. I say that keeping in mind that Michael Soroka had a velocity dip in his last couple of starts. So let's listen to what Jed had to say to Sahadev and Patrick Mooney a few weeks ago.
I thought what the Braves did in 2021 was brilliant. You know, whether it was Jock Peterson, who wasn't having a good year, Eddie Rosario wasn't having a good year, Soler wasn't having a good year, but those players had track records, and then they basically bought on the idea that they would, the regression to the mean, and they did. And I think that was really effective. And I do think there's a tendency at the deadline to like, who's hot right now, who's playing really well. And it is definitely comforting to get that guy who's doing that. But at the same time, like, there's also a really good argument that, like, sometimes, like, you know, listen, like, this guy's a good player. He has a good track record, and he's having a down year. Sometimes it's just a matter of time until he plays well. So we have both those discussions, both on, like, this guy's a better player than this. But also, I mean, I'm talking to our pitching guys all the time about, you know, different guys, like, you know, adding a pitch or, you know, a delivery adjustment. I do think on the pitching side, I think that's a little bit more prevalent than on the hitting side. And I would also, like you said, you talked about our pitching, and our pitching infrastructure has been really good. Like, I'd also make note that our eight defenders are really good too. Yeah. You know, and I think that that is a significant part of our pitching value, honestly, is that we play really good defense. We have a lot of really good defenders. We make plays, and I think that that is a part of our pitching infrastructure in a way as well.
So when I hear Jed Hoyer say that, and this is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, and Jed Harris talks about trading for Michael Soroka. You know, that was not specific to Michael Soroka, but you can see where the philosophy was applied and why that was the case. Unfortunately, this is the perfect storm. Everybody told you who they were. You heard Jed Hoyer tell you what his philosophy was. You heard Michael Soroka say that he knows who he is as a player, and that's why he preemptively had the MRI. Unfortunately, we saw what happened last night, and that's the risk you run in incidents and philosophies like this.
When you look at Michael Soroka pre-trade, you can understand why Jed Hoyer was buying that particular dip. This is a guy whose ERA was 4.87 with the Nationals, but the FIP, the fielding independent pitching, was 4.13. Also, that whip, nice and low at 1.13. That's good. And he's thinking, okay, clearly the Nationals don't have the defense that the Cubs have. I'll put him out there in front of my guys, and as long as the ball's not flying out of the park, which it did once last night against him, then we should be in pretty good shape as a back of the rotation arm. But it didn't play out that way. And now you're back working through, okay, are there other moves I can make within the organization to make sure we have fresh enough arms down on the farm to come help this team as we play the last, 50 games of the season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season.
And we talked about the injuries that Soroka had. So 8-4-25 yesterday was the shoulder. It was the bicep in April. And that makes me a little worried because one goes up to the other, bicep goes up to shoulder. In July of last year, there was a shoulder issue. In 2023, there was a forearm. He had an Achilles injury that really stuck with him for a few years. So there have been setbacks. But I also think that there are players who have had multiple Tommy John surgeries and they get traded for, so that doesn't necessarily concern me. But I agree, like when you listen to what Jed said, Soroka fits the profile of why that he would be a good candidate for them.
It makes you wonder if some of these other pitchers that didn't have multiple years of team control, like let's say Sandy Alcantara was in his final year, if he would have rolled the dice on that. And some of these other guys out here, I mean, look, Shane Bieber is out here making rehab starts and getting traded. I mean, there are levels to this. So
the Red Sox traded for Liam Hendricks when he was still injured.
And so you wonder if they exhausted all resources in coming up with and landing on, hey, Michael Soroka is going to be the one starting pitcher that we acquire. And I get it. Bullpen arms are superior, but you look at all the arms that were traded out of the bullpen, and you understand they didn't get the best bullpen arms. They may have gotten adequate. Bullpen arms have been fine that they traded for so far. Mm-hmm. It's been a very short amount of time. But it'll be interesting to see how those other bullpen arms that were moved at the deadline do versus what the Cubs were able to acquire.
Well, that's the game you're playing, right? For lack of a better example or pun or whatever you want to say, this is the risk you run. And it's really trying to figure out which risk you're the most comfortable with taking.
Justin Turner talked about it yesterday with us. I mean, he's been on so many teams that have been in this position to make a trade, not make a trade. Sometimes you make the big move. Sometimes you make more subtle moves. And then sometimes it's a crapshoot as to what actually ends up working out for the teams that are doing the acquiring. Now, it's worked out for him as he's got a World Series championship. He was an NLCS MVP. But only time will tell whether or not this works out for the Cubs. I think the people who aren't as concerned as maybe you and I are the people who are looking at the standings and saying, hey, those bats could come around at any moment, and they haven't played that well offensively of late. As long as the bats come around, they should be okay.
Right.
My counter to that is, last I checked, when you get to the playoffs, you're facing elite pitching, whether it's the starter or the bullpen, and your bats have got to find a way to win a game 3-2, but your bats, even if they give you three runs, if you're giving up four or five, you're in trouble.
There's a lot of lessons the Cubs have taught us over the years. You know, one of them was when Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein, that at the time famously said the offense was broken. They talked about what they needed to do to change it. I would say that we're still reeling from that in a way, because I thought about it every single time the Cubs offense isn't working as they'd like to see it. And the other piece of it is that they did talk a lot about lineup diversity, making sure you have different types of hitters, making sure you have hitters who can lengthen a lineup. They don't all have to have the same profile. I argue that you definitely need a player like Kyle Tucker who has that career 5-WAR resume offensively. That is crucial. You've seen that be a formula in baseball now. I also come from the school of when you think you have enough, get more. because that's what it takes to not only sustain playoff runs, it helps shorten the lack of risk that you're taking, right? It helps lessen the chance of, well, if this happens, then this has to happen. And if X and Y work, you want to say if less.
You want a higher floor. That's the bottom line.
And you want your hitters, like even the Willie Castro deal, which I think was a really savvy pickup. You want somebody who's producing in a way that when he gets to that spot in the lineup, you're not as stressed out about what 1-4 per se did. You know, that's lengthening your lineup. So when I put all of these pieces together, that's when I say, if this is the only year you have with this guy, is that enough? You know, did you do enough? Like, would we be talking about Michael Soroka as much if the Cubs didn't have but 3 hits last night? That's the beauty of depth. That's the beauty of a complete and good team.
I think sometimes we look at it as a game by game situation, which ultimately that's what the season is. It's just that there's 162 of them. So maybe a little less focus on individual games versus, say, stretches, right? Whether you talk about a week, a month that a team has, and you look at how long they've been slumping and you're like, well, as long as it doesn't get to this length, we're okay. But I think we're getting in kind of that danger zone out of the All-Star break where you're looking for more consistency in terms of getting runs and hits. Bottom line, runs and hits.
And we all know the difference between a good in April team and a good in September team. And the good in September team tends to go far in a playoff run. And they get there. You know, that's the difference. And if you add up enough of these 500 months or near 500, what happens to your record? It's one thing to have one when you're the 2016 Cubs, but we all know that they led that division practically wire to wire, and their offensive run differential showed it. You know, you had less concern there because relative to everybody else, you knew what they were doing.
That's the key there, relative to everybody else. You see what everybody else did that trade deadline. You can't talk about this Cubs team without looking at what other people who are challenging for the top of the NL are also doing.
I feel the Brewers breathing down my neck.
Oh, I see the Brewers.
I feel the Padres breathing down the Dodgers' necks and therefore my neck.
I see the Brewers used to be, I was looking in the rearview mirror, checking them out. Now I see the Cubs looking ahead, saying they're a little further down the road than we thought they are. That's what a 3-game deficit will do to you.
I agree. Marcus Stroman was also brought up just now on the text line. That's a discussion that a lot of people have had.
No.
But I just feel like the history there might not dictate his history with the Cubs. Like, they might have already come to a natural conclusion in their employment discussion. I feel like that might have already happened when the contract was available and they didn't sign him.
Yeah, I don't see him as a fit on this year's Cubs team.
Now, is he somebody who can add value to a team still trying to make the playoffs? I think that's the better question. Sometimes it is truly about fit, and for a long time here, he did fit well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.